what better text to use than Paul's inspired admonition when it comes to thinking properly? Yes, Philippians 4:8 is right on target. Let's notice together. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Just how important is it to have proper thinking in our minds? Well, it's extremely important. And we'll want to study this together in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to PFE, and we know that stands for Preparing for Eternity. And all of us should be doing just that. Now, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street, right here in Martinsville, as we gather together in our Bible classes. Of course, we study God's precious Word. And then in our assembly, we worship God. We're striving to do so in spirit and in truth. That would be having a proper attitude, but also following the New Testament pattern, John 4:24. And I can assure you, you will be very much welcome. And something else we want to mention now. If you're interested in a Bible study, please let us know. We'll set that up at your convenience. And also, if you have Bible questions or comments, positive or negative, we appreciate those, and you can write to us. Our address, 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027, and our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, before we get into our study of thinking properly, let me mention that we do hope everyone is being very careful as they're out and about this time of year. There are many people that are not paying attention to what they're doing as they're driving, unfortunately, and there are people who are wanting to take what is not theirs, and so we hope everyone remains safe and again, be alert, and we'll appreciate, of course, enjoying this time of year. Now, let's get into our study as we're looking at the subject of thinking properly. And that's very important because as we think, so are we. And how we conduct ourselves, it starts out in the mind. The kind of attitude that we have towards the Word of God, towards our Lord and Savior. Well, what kind of thoughts do we have about, of course, the most important things in life, our Creator and His revelation, His only begotten Son, the Word, God the Word became flesh and dwelt among us and went to the cross and died for our sins, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What kind of thoughts do we have about obeying Jesus and appreciating the sacrifice that He made? So you can see this is a vitally important study for us to make. So as we go back to our text, Philippians 4:8, we'll start with whatsoever things are true. Well, of course, God's Word is truth. Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane before the cross as He prayed for Himself, and then He He prayed for his apostles, and he prayed for all others who would obey him through the apostles' word. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth, is John 17:17. And Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So you see, God's word is truth, and Jesus is truth. And we need to think on these things that are true. And secondly, notice, whatsoever things are honest, honorable, dignified, integrity comes to mind, does it not? Notice with me Romans 13:7. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And we need, of course, walk holy. Verse 13 here in chapter 13 as well. Well, are we being honest with our fellow man? What about being honest with ourselves? Are we really seeking to do the will of God? Are we honest before God? God knows whether we are honest in our thinking or not, and in our actions. So let's not forget that. Well, let's go on. Whatsoever things are just, justice in all dealings. As we look around us today, we can see a lot of things that are unjust in the court system. You could just go on and name so many other things. People are being let go when they committed a serious offense, and other people are being seriously reprimanded when they've done very little or completely innocent. So this is what we're saying here with injustice. So as Christians, and again, as we're thinking properly, we want to be not biased in our way of thinking. We don't want to be a respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. Acts 10:34-35 declare this. And if we're going to be followers of Christ, we cannot be respecter of persons. We want to deal justly with all people. Going back to the Old Testament, Micah 6:8, notice, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Are we walking humbly with God? Are we showing mercy, and are we being just? Well, we know in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave the golden rule. So whatsoever things we would want done to us, how are we going to treat our fellow man? We're to treat them as we want to be treated. You see, that's being just, isn't it? Treating others like we want to be treated? Of course. But let us go on. Whatsoever things are pure, clean thoughts, not listening to others tell dirty jokes, not watching things on TV and in the movies, listening to music that is filled with filth. We want to have clean thoughts, chaste. We have to use self-control. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Well, we certainly want to see God, do we not? We want to see God in heaven. But I also want us to notice 1 John 3 and verses 2 and 3. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him, notice, purifieth himself even as he is pure. Well, certainly the Lord is pure, and we need to be pure in our thoughts, do we not? Well, certainly we do. Now, let's go on and notice whatsoever things are lovely. Well, this would be pleasing and kind. Members of the Lord's church who are not kind, but yet are finding fault in others, what are they doing? They're hurting the cause of Christ. Well, we don't want to be hurting the cause of Christ, certainly not. Notice Romans 12, verse 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another, not hurting one another and causing each other difficulties, no, but encouraging one another. And being like a Barnabas, he was a great encourager. And we need Barnabases in the church today, do we not? Well, notice also Ephesians. We'll turn over to Ephesians with me, chapter 4, verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Well, that's right. And 2 Peter, we want to notice now, chapter 1, verse 7. And to godliness, and this is the Christian graces that are to be added to our faith. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. To brotherly kindness, charity. Well, that, of course, is love, isn't it? Agape love. So we want to keep these in mind. And again, this is thinking properly. If we work on this, not just now and then, but do this every day, what am I doing with my thoughts? Am I striving to keep them in a proper mode, as we see here in Philippians 4:8? Well, that takes work, doesn't it? And finally, whatsoever things are of good report. Well, this is meaning well spoken of. Now, what do you think of when you hear the names Judas Iscariot? We think of a betrayer, one who was a disciple of Christ, one who heard Jesus teach, was sitting at his feet, saw the miracles that were done, proving that Jesus truly was the Christ. Yet, for 30 pieces of silver, he betrayed his master. Yes, he's a betrayer, and we know that name. So that's not a good report. And in the Old Testament, we all know about Jezebel, the wife of the king there in Israel, King Ahab. How did that work out? Well, she got him to do what she wanted, and it was evil bidding, wickedness. And so we know about that name, Jezebel, and we know about the name Benedict Arnold as well. In our own country, we had a betrayer in the early revolutionary period. So, good report. We need to keep our name of good report. Notice Titus 2, verses 7 and 8. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Well, of course, there's going to be those that will speak evil of us if we're doing the will of God. We can expect that. But we want to keep our name with a good report, a good reputation. And God certainly knows our thoughts and our actions. But let's ask this. How does an evolutionist explain thinking abstract thoughts? Well, of course, animals have instinct, but they cannot think abstractly. No, we know that. They have been given the instinct, of course, by God. We understand that. Now, you think about being made in the image of God. That's the position that man has. And he's able to think with abstract thoughts. But how does an evolutionist explain that? You see, that needs to be explained, but they're not going to be able to give a proper explanation. They may make attempts at it. You see, Genesis 1, 26 and 27 declare that God made man in his own image. And thus, God created man with the ability to comprehend, to appreciate beauty, and to reason, and gave man a soul that will go on for eternity. Animals die, and there's no more. That's the end of their existence. But not so with mankind. We live on after death. But where will my soul be after I die? Will I be in my soul be in paradise or in the place of torment? Well, it depends on if I'm thinking properly and acting properly, of course, and doing the will of God. You see, God invites us to reason together. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18. So God is warning us to reason together. So we have to use logic, proper thinking. Seek out the will of God. Study His Word, showing ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So notice, Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Well, that is something we need to remember. If we're not using diligence in keeping our heart, what could happen? Improper thoughts, our emotions can control us, go by feelings rather than what the Word of God says. Proverbs 23:7a, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. We mentioned this earlier. So we are what we think. It's vitally important to think properly. We cannot emphasize that overly. We can't do it too much. Notice what Jesus said about the heart, the mind. Matthew 12:34-35. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Who misunderstood that? It's very basic, isn't it? And no one should miss it. So, what kind of thoughts do you have, Bob Hawkins? Evaluate yourself. Are you thinking properly and thus acting properly, seeking to do the will of God? Well, all of us need to ask ourselves those questions. Matthew 15:19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Well, we don't want to have our heart and our mind preceding those evil thoughts, do we? Of course not. So let's make every effort to think properly and know the will of God by staying in His Word and giving a thus saith the Lord for what we practice in religion. Not just what we've been told, not how we feel about it, but what we know from the Word of God. Now, since God's Word warns about incorrect thinking, we must take heed, or what? Or be deceived. Let's notice phrases, think not, and also not to think, in the following verses of God's Word. Going back to the Old Testament, notice Esther 4:13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape the king's house more than all the Jews." Remember Haman's plot? He wanted to have the Jews annihilated. Well, Esther was married to the king, Ahasuerus, but she was a Jew, and once that decree was made, that would include her. You see, the Medes and Persians, they had their law. Once the decree was out, it couldn't be rescinded. And of course, we know Mordecai found there was a plot against the king, and he warned the king about this. And Haman wanted to have Mordecai hung on the gallows that he had built. Well, not to go through all that happened, but it ended up Esther had a banquet, invited the king, and also invited Haman. And boy, did he think he was something. Well, she exposed what was going on. And the king gave the right for the Jews to defend themselves. And they did. And Haman ended up on his own gallows, and Mordecai became as like a prime minister. So think not with thyself that thou shalt escape. You're not going to escape if this goes through. You see, that was incorrect thinking if she was doing that. But now let's go to the New Testament. Matthew 3:9. And think not to say within yourselves, "We have Abraham to our father," for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Well, what about those religious leaders and the Pharisees, the Sadducees? They even would work together against Christ when they disagreed on religious matters. But you see, they would say, "Abraham is our father." But Jesus is telling them, "Think not to say within yourselves." And He could raise up stones. Yes, God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. So don't think that you're going to please God by rejecting Christ. They were thinking improperly. Now, Matthew 5:17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Jesus fulfilled the prophecies, except for the second coming. Yes. And He fulfilled the law of Moses, and then in His death on the cross, the old law was nailed there. So it was done away. But it was not destroyed, so don't think that. That would be improper thinking. So we need to understand that. Jesus did fulfill it. Matthew 10:34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Well, people don't understand that, do they? What does Jesus mean? He came to with a sword and not to send peace? Well, when you obey Christ, there can be division, even in your own family. There certainly was in the first century. So that's what he's speaking of. You have to count the cost if you're going to obey the gospel. But it's certainly worth it to follow Christ rather than lose your soul and be in the fires of hell for eternity, is it not? Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. Well, that's when he may come. No man knows. There are those predicting now. I hear advertisements for this. People write books about it, but they don't know. Not even the angels of heaven. So how are they going to know? Acts 17:29. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's devices. Of course we shouldn't think that way. Romans 12:3. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. We ought not to be puffed up, putting ourselves above others. Pride, that will bring us down. We need to be humble as a child and do the will of God, of course. 1 Corinthians 4:6. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against the other. That's right. And that's what we ought to be adhering to. And James 1:7, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord if we're praying without faith, like the sea with the waves driven, you know, back and forth, unstable. Notice 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. You see, we're warned not to think improperly. But our lesson is centered on what? Thinking properly. And that's what we want to do right now. And ask ourselves, am I in the true church that Jesus purchased with his precious blood and died for? Have I obeyed the gospel? Am I striving to do the will of God? If not, we stand ready to assist you. You have to hear the truth. Believe that Jesus is the Christ. Repent of your sins, making a change of wills, making the good confession unto salvation, and then being baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, and the Lord will add us to his body, the true church. We thank you so much for listening today.